We're doing the Roshot Aran. We're up to page Shinayin Tet in the Mosada of Kuk edition, and the Aran have been discussing why there is punishment. And he said, punishments in this world, punishments, he didn't say suffering, he said punishments in this world are to guide a person to bring them to a better place. And in the world to come, there are two concepts, he said. One is there's an evolvement of the soul. Hashem created the world in a way where the soul has a natural evolvement that when it comes to the world to come, so then what it's done in this world is reflected in the soul. And then that reflection will be reward or punishment. It's a natural evolvement of the world. That was point one, he said. The second thing is that there is a concept that the soul gets purified through things in the world to come. And that's another concept of punishment in the world to come. It's a purification process. Umikol makom ha'ole mima shekatavnuhu. Nonetheless, what we see from what we've written thus far. Shein Hashem itbar hafetz bonash ha'rasha mitzad onash atzmo. Hashem does not desire punishment. Punishment is not an end. There's no focus in heaven, let's punish the wicked. As the verse says, Moshe asks the people, what's Hashem asking of you? Kim liira. All Hashem asks is be God-fearing people. Klomar, as if to say, Moshe is telling the people, you guys have a tough history. In these 40 years in the desert, you've done a lot of things wrong. But he doesn't want you to die. He's not asking you for thousands of sacrifices and streams of oil. Hashem's not asking of you anything. The only thing he's asking is be God-fearing people. This is how he's explaining Pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, what's Hashem asking you? To be a God-fearing person. So, obviously, if you're a God-fearing person, you adhere to the Torah, but his point is, Hashem isn't interested in punishing you. Even though you've done many things wrong. Aval yesh ba-parsha hazot shalosh shelot dolot. He says, but when we analyze this parsha, we have three major questions. Ha-achati, number one, when the Pasuk says, Be'omro ma-Hashem lokecha shoel me'imach, when Moshe says, what's Hashem asking you? Ki'im li'irat Hashem lokecha lalechet b'chol drachav u'la'ava oto. Moshe says, all Hashem is asking is you should fear him. Go in his ways, love him, v'la'avod et Hashem lokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha, and serve him with all your heart and soul. Moshe is describing it as though what's the big deal, but it seems like it's one of the greatest levels a person can attain. So then, it's not easy. It's not natural. On the contrary, says the Ran, it's something which requires work because it is not intuitive. Our nature runs in contrast with this concept. Very much so, says the Ran. V'ze muchach ishona min ha'psukim. Firstly, he says, that's obvious from many verses. V'shenit min divrei sofrim. Secondly, you find throughout Chazal this concept. V'shlishit manga la'ayin. And thirdly, he says, all you have to do is look around the world, and you know, it's not easy to live that lifestyle that Moshe is describing. He says, what's Hashem asking you? Well, big deal. He's asked me a lot. Look, the Pasuk says, Ki yetzer lev adam ra min urav. Hashem testifies in the beginning of the Torah, right after the flood, Hashem says, I don't want to wipe out humanity anymore, because I know that people have evil inclination from the time they're born. So here, you have Pasuk number one that says, our nature from the time we're born is such. Then King David says, God knows our desires. So Hashem, remember, all we are is mud. We're made of dirt. Our sages in the Medrash Rabbah say about this, how bad is it when you walk into a bakery and the baker says, this bread isn't good. If the baker's telling you it's not good, so God made us, so to speak, he's the baker. And he says, I know that you have evil inclination from the time they're born. So that's the Medrash says, it's like you walk into a bakery and the baker says, that's the no good bread. Our sages said, Yitzro shel adam mitchadesh alav bechol yom. Every day our Yetzer Hara starts afresh. He's never tired. He's got new energy every day. Sheneemar rak ra kol hayom. And Chazal said, just before the flood, Hashem says, I look at them, And there's so much bad, only bad, every day, to tell us that every day he's got new strength, this Yetzer Hara. Third point, the Talmud says our desire tries to overtake us, puts up a strong fight every day. That desire wants to kill a person. The verse says in Psalms, the wicked is plotting for the righteous, waiting to kill him. And our sages say, who is this wicked? That's the Yetzer Hara. He's plotting. You guys know the story about the Netziv, right? The Netziv. No. The Netziv was sitting learning alone in yeshiva. The Mashgiach came over to him and said, young man, you have to have a chavrusa. He said, I do. So he said, who's your chavrusa? He said, my Yetzer Hara. So he said, why are you learning with a guy like that? So he said, two reasons. Number one, I never have to wait for him. Anytime I come to learn, he's there. So he's got quality number one, that's good for a chavrusa. Number two, he's much smarter than I am. That's
the bakery that only sells angels isn't for us. Hashem gave us the beauty of having the struggle.
He's, we'll get there. Vamu od. First he's setting up his case. Afterwards he'll address it. So the Talmud says, Rav Alexandri bat odamatzi amarachi, when Rav Alexandri would end his Shmona Esrei, he would add the following paragraph. He would say, Ribono shel olam, master of the world, galui v'yadua lefanecha shirtzoni lasot ritzoncha. You know, it's revealed before you. I want to do what you want. Umi me'akev, what's standing in my way? Se'or shevaisa, you created within me. I'm like a piece of dough. Well, you put in the sourdough in me. You put in the stuff that makes me rise, that makes me ferment. V'shibud malchuyot, and dealing with the nations that are oppressing us. Yiratzon milvanech Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem, may it be your will, Hashem our God, shetachniyeh milvaneinu umayachareinu. Let them be subdued before us. V'nashuv lasot utzoncha b'levav shalem. Let us repent and do your will with a complete heart. Hinei mefurash bekan. So the Ran says, it's explicit here. Shegam otam shechafetzim v'rtzonam lechabed et boram. Rav Alexandri can say, says the Ran, what we might not be able to say. Rav Alexandri says, God, you know I want to do your will. Can we say that? Can we say that at the end of Shmona Esrei? Well, he says, even people as big as Rav Alexandri who could say that, Yetzer Hara me'akev aleihem, but they have a hard time because the Yetzer Hara is getting in the way. Harei nitba'er min ha'psukim u'mdivrei rabotenu zal. So here, I've shown you, he says, from the verses that describe that we have evil inclination from birth, from the verse in Tehillim, that Hashem knows our desires, from the Midrashim, Shenteva Adam Muchan Lalot Lezota Midriga Elyona, that it is not natural. It's not a simple thing. It doesn't happen naturally that a person grows to that level that Moshe Rabbeinu describes. What's Hashem asking of you? It's not easy. Aval Cholek Alei Arbe, on the contrary, our nature runs in contrast with this growth. Umashenire Lain Machria Zegamken Vehu. The Ran says, but what would seem that we have to say is like this. Sheyadua shemashiesh la davar betivon imtzeu bo al tzadarov ukshelo imatze bo ye al tzad amiyut vazarut. We have things that run that are natural to us, and so things that are natural to us, you find them often. It's natural for us to eat, so you find people eating a lot. There are things that are natural to us, and you don't find them often. It's natural, but we don't do it as often. Kashan omar, as we will still explain. Shemitnei sheteva hakaitz uliot cham, rov hakaitzim yu kacha. Summer is supposed to be hot. Okay, most summers are hot. Not every summer is hot. Uchshizdamen shelo yeh kacha, yeh zal tzad amiyut. V'derech mikre, it happens, not so often, but it happens that you have a summer that's not so hot. You can have a winter that's not so cold. Ordinarily, it's natural for man to love his children and his relatives. Most people love their children and relatives. But every so often you see someone who doesn't. You do find that. But there are exceptions. It does happen, but it's not so common. Vim ken so. If it were natural for man to grow to this height that Moshe Rabbeinu is describing, then most people should be like that, right? If that's within our nature, then most people should be so great. Everyone chooses what's right. Everyone desires what's right. Everyone sees that. When people feel like they can be king, they try. Look at how many people vie for being president, for being congressman. Even though that's something which isn't even good, it only seems like it's good. So here we're talking about something that's really good, that's eternal good. Then obviously, if it were so easy to attain it, then most people would have attained it, right? He says, being that we see that not many people reach it, what does he say? To go in all of Hashem's ways, to love Him, to serve Him with your whole heart, there are very few people who actually attain that. Could be that in 1,000 Jews, you don't even find one. So then logic says, it ain't so easy to attain it. Says the Ran, it's something very distant, it's very difficult. So then why is Moshe saying, what's Hashem asking? Only two. It's like Moshe saying, Hashem's only asking you to be an Avraham Avinu. He's only asking you to be a Moshe Rabbeinu. It's obvious, says the Ran, that it's not so easy. So the first answer is what Chazal tell us. The Gemara asks the question, the Gemara gives an answer. The Gemara asks, is it so easy? Is it such a small thing to be a God-fearing person? So the Gemara's answer, which needs a lot of work, the Gemara answers, "In yeah, it is easy. For Moshe, it was easy." Moshe says, what's Hashem already asking you? Yeah, from his perspective, it's an easy thing. That's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara says, "Mashal adam shayum vakshim meno kli gadol v'yeshlo." If a neighbor comes and asks you for a container, if you own a container, doma alav kekli katan, you say, sure, you could borrow it. I own a container. I got a container in the backyard. I got a container in the driveway. You let him borrow it. But what happens if, so to you, it's not a big deal. What happens if your neighbor comes and says, can I borrow a baby bottle? But you don't have babies in your house. And he says, but my baby's wailing. I really need that baby bottle. Suddenly it's as hard as a container. I don't know where. I don't have a baby bottle. I don't know where I could get a baby bottle. Right? We went with the Machon on a trip. And I needed garlic. Okay? One clove of garlic. One of the kids had worms. And if you put in garlic in the babies, and then the worms calm down and the baby could sleep. And the baby's wailing his head off. But we only understood what was bothering the baby at 11:30 at night. So we're in some foreign city. I don't remember which city we were at with the Mahonet. I need one clove of garlic. But when I walk down the streets, everyone's sleeping. It was a winter Shabbos early. At 11:30 at night, my baby's wailing. All I need is one clove of garlic. But, okay, one clove of garlic. When everyone's sleeping, it's a big deal. So he says, but still, what's pshat over here? What's the Gemara telling us? So that's the Gemara's answer. That when you have it, it seems easy. Moshe had it seemed easy. But that's just step one.
I mean, you could say in that case, it's, you know, he doesn't